Okay, before we start, I am not allowed to be violate my neder, so I just wanted to say over the gra that I said I would say over yesterday. Yesterday, it relates tangentially to yesterday's daf. The gra in Zos HaBracha talks about the machlokas in Tanamim Sechas of Basra. It's really an amazing machlokas, but who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? The way that it's formulated there in Bava Basra is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote all the Torah except for the last eight psukim, and Mikan Ve'elach Kasav Yeshua. Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. Amazingly, Moshe did not write all of it. And Amar lo Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon answers, Efter Sefer Torah Chaser Os Achas, V'ksiv L'koach Sefer Torah Zeh. Is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write the entire Torah? It can't be. Ela Arkan, he says a chiddush in his own right. Arkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer U'Moshe Omer V'Kosev. Up until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe wrote it down. Mikan Ve'elech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer U'Moshe Kosev B'dema. But afterwards, these last eight psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, and Moshe wrote it B'dema. B'dema. So what does B'dema mean? And the Rashi says it means with tears. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it when he was crying. And that's what Bedema means, or the Marsha there in says that in this is the Marsha in Bavasra Menachas. Marsha says no, maybe it's Bedema that he didn't use ink when he wrote the Torah. He used tears, and that's Ksav She'enu Miskayim. So if it's Ksav She'enu Miskayim, it's not permanent. So then that solves the problem somewhat. Why? Because the problem that Reb Shimon is trying to answer is that it's sheker. If you, the Torah says Lakoch Sefer Torah Azos, and the whole it's not the whole Torah. It's basically the last eight psukim. So isn't it sheker? So says the Marsha, if you write something and it's a Dover She'enu Miskayim, so maybe right, just like L'inyan Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Shabbos, it's not considered Ksav. So here too, it's not considered Ksav. So that was another approach. But the says the Gra, maybe there's another pshat to answer a couple of other questions that he has. Says V'tiritz Agonzal Kishneim Dibri Elokim Chayim. Really, both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda are correct. Both Reb Yehuda who says that Moshe Yoshua wrote it, and Reb Shimon who says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it Bedema. Why? Because what does it mean, Bedema? The Gra gives another pshat of Bedema. He says maybe it means from the word Meduma, like we had yesterday. That's why this relates to yesterday's daf. Meduma means a mixture. A mixture. So what do you mean a mixture? So he quotes the idea that the Ramban quotes in Akdama to Bereishis, that Kol Torah Kulo Shmos Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, all the Torah spells out Hashem's name. It's just that nowadays it doesn't, because we read it. Bereishis, Bara, Elokim, Ace. But before the world was created, we know that the Torah was one of the items that existed before the world was created. Yisakal Bereisa, Bara, Alma. So then, it was in its original untouched state before the world was created. That's when it was Shmos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just don't understand it as Shmos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's how it was. So says the Vilna Gaon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he decoded it. He told Moshe Rabbeinu exactly what it's supposed to say. He took it out of the state that it was in, its psula state before the world, and then he told him exactly how to write it. But says the Vilna Gaon, when he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu, these last eight psukim, so he didn't decode it. He gave it in its original state. He gave it in the meduma, in the mixed up, unclear state. That's what it means, Moshe Kosei Bedema. And that's what Reb Shimon holds. Reb Shimon says that, of course Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. But he wrote it was meduma. Aye, what does it mean, Yoshua wrote it according to Yehuda? No, that means Yoshua decoded it and wrote the Nigla. And wrote it as we understand it. But Eilu Ve'eilu Devi Lokim Chayim. It's just that Reb Shimon is talking about Benistar. And Reb Yehuda is talking about Benigla. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it Bedema in its meduma mixed up state that we couldn't understand it. And that's why it didn't say, Vayamas Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. Moshe Enkein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so then Rabbi Yehoshua, he decoded it and put it into the way that we have it. So that's how, he says, that's how both machlokos are Dibri Elokim Chayim. And he ends off saying, Mushneim askim l'deya achas, ki nichtava yadei shneihem, yadei Moshe ha-nistar v'asod, yadei Yeshua ha-nigle, kasher yiksufa b'yadeinu l'dor v'dor. V'advar meruyim l'misha amran. So it's, again, it's not the Pashtus, but it's one of those unbelievable gruz that gives you a whole new insight into a Gemara. Again, taking the word Bedema, which nobody else connected to Meduma, and took the word Meduma from our Gemara and put it into that Gemara. Okay, Lamed Vav Mabez, we are starting today the topic of Breira. We are up to the fifth line of the Gemara, the two dots, right after the two dots, Amar Rav. That's what we are up to. But just review one concept for the Mishnah to get us going. The Mishnah had said that a person could go before Shabbos and say, make a tenai on his Erev. If if the Rebbe is coming from the east, my Erev's in the east. If not, I'm Kibbutz Iri. I'm like the person sitting in my city that does not have a change of tchum. And if he comes from the west, I'm my Erev's in the west. And if not, I'm like somebody of my city. So that is somewhat unusual in terms of what we've said up until now, that at Beinah Shmashas, it has to be accessible, it has to be ready to eat, it can't be in a locked drawer. So what do you mean? You don't know, you're making a t'nai? So it's based on a future event. So really, when are you going to know what this Erev was doing for you? Only in the future. So it's a future event that we are going to have to push, once the event happens, we're going to view it and push it back into the past. Right, that's because it's a future event. Where's the Chacham going to come from, or where is the army going to come from? That once that future event happens, they're going to say, "Ah, oh, so my Erev originally, Lamafreya, retroactively was from this side." So the Gemara is going to relate to the sugya of Breira, because that's exactly what Breira is. Breira is when some future event is then mevarer what I wanted it to be in the past. That's called Breira. And that's a major sugya, what we hold about Breira, how does Breira work, but that's what we're going to get into today. So, Amar Rav, Lesa l'masnisa midatani ayo. We're going to reject the Mishnah because of what Ayo said. Tani Ayo, because what did Ayo say? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eid on the Masdal Shedvaram Ke'echad. Really, though we have one version of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, where he just argues on if it's your Rebbe coming versus somebody else coming, but really, Rabbi Yehuda says something more fundamental, and he used a different version, that you can't make a Tanai on two things at once. Ella im Bachacha l'Mizrach, Eruv al-Mizrach, V'Bachacha l'Mayrav, Eruv al-Mayrav. You can't say, you can pick one. You could say Mizrach, you could say Mayrav. That would be what we would call a t'nai, maybe. Aba lakan ulakan, lo! But you can't do both sides, as the case in our Mishnah is. Why not? So Gemara asks, Maishna lakan ulakan, de lo. Why? Ayo makes a chilek. So why? What's the difference within Ayo? Why, by both sides, he says you can't do it to Ein Breira, that we call, because the whole Ein Breira, that it doesn't work. It doesn't work to say that a future event is going to be pushed back into the past. What's the difference within Ayo? How could you say that there's a difference between Mizrach and Mayrav, both and one side? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Kfar Ba Chacham. No, really, Ayo holds Ein Breira. There's no Breira. You can't take a future event and then push the, and say, the roots of that event I can already see in the past. That's what Breira does. So say Rabbi Yochanan, no, you're right, the Ein Breira fundamentally. Ah, what about the case that works? That only one side? Really, it doesn't mean just one side versus two sides. He means, Kfar B'Chacham, the Chacham has already come. You just don't know which side he came from. You don't know what side. Remember, this Chacham is standing outside of your Tchum somewhere, so you want to extend your Tchum in order to be able to get to his Tchum. So really, he's outside your city, so you just don't know yet. So in Rashi's words on the third wide line, Ulamachar Nishmalo Giluy Milsa Ba'almahu. This isn't Breira, this is just a Gilui Milsa. The Gloy Milsa Da, Hu Erev Kana. So tomorrow, it'll be revealed which Erev was nicknamed to you. The Ein Zesmach Al Breira Suffig. You're not being Someich, relying on the clarification of a doubt. El Kini of Adais. It's done already. You just don't know. Shaharei Amar Latzan Chacham Yikra Li Erev. Whatever side the Chacham comes from, but he came already. So that is why, says the Gemara, really Ayo fundamentally holds Ein Breira, and therefore we reject, says Rav, our Mishnah because of Ayo, because our Mishnah seems to be based on the principle of Breira, and we reject that because Ayo says Ein Breira. Step one. Yeah. Oh, so the big issue in the Rishonim is, what's the difference between Tanai and Breira? We know there's a parsha in the Torah which says that Tanai works, the parsha Pnei Gadol Bnei Ruvain. All the halachas of Tanaim, of making conditions. You can make conditions on your marriage, you can make conditions on everything. So every case of Tanai is really working with Breira, and if you hold Ein Breira, you'd reject the whole principle of Tanaim. And how can you say Ein Breira? The Torah says Tanai works. So all the Rishonim discuss what's the difference between Atai and Breira. They don't focus on the third sugya, which is Asmachta, which is also similar. These three sugyas all work together. Again, what's Asmachta? Right, the gambling issue. You do something now, but based on a future event, will determine whether I really committed right now or not. So again, we pass it Asmachta Lokanya, but that's also a similar issue. A future event which is going to impact the past. You're going to see the roots in the past. So all those three issues have to be seen together, but with the Rishonim really discuss it is Atai versus Breira, by those first two. So just to give two ideas, and again, each of these shitas It's very, today's one of those days that we realize that we should spend a lot more time on the daf today. At least we're getting our feet wet in the sugya of Brera. But okay, Brera we can spend weeks on. It's one of those, it's a very important and deep and difficult sugi to pin down. But what's the difference? So just two opinions. Rashi and Gittin, which is quoted here on the next Amud, in Tosis Dura Maslow Rav Yossi, so that there's one difference. What's the difference between Tanai and Brera? Upirish HaKodesh Hassam, the middle of Tosis Rav Yossi, about the 10th wide line on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, says Tosis, quoting Rashi, Upirish HaKodesh Hassam, Avagav de Tanaihu Tsarich Brera, Kivan de Ein Biyado, Ubishas HaTanai Safeku, VeHatanai Miskayim Elov, says Rashi, you know what the difference is? Biyado lasos. If it's in your control to do, and you could do it now, you're just delaying it, that's tanai. You can fulfill the condition, but you're just deciding, I'm not doing the condition now, I can do it then. But I really can do it now, says Rashi, that's called tanai. If it's happening me'elav, like all the cases, like if it's going to snow tomorrow, you know, then I'll be married. Or anything that's out of your hands, even though the Gemara calls that Tanai, that's really working them onto Amar Yesh Brera, says Rashi. That's the difference between Tanai and Brera, whether it's in your control or not. So here, the Chacham coming, and the army coming, it's not in your control. That's why you have to come up with the Sugiya Brera. And Rashi fits it in, all the later Rishonim fit in Rashi, according to all the different Sugiyas of Brera, which we're going to have a couple today's daf. That is one idea. The Ramban in Gittin has a different approach. And all the Rishonim quote this Ramban and try to figure out how to work it. Says the Ramban on Chaf Hei Mabeis Chaf Avam Aleph. That's where the Sugi Brera is in Gittin. Says the Ramban, V'zeh HaKlal Shani Omer Bebrera. Kol Dovar Shetna'o B'maisa Shetala T'nai B'Dovar Echad U'maisa Echad Afapi Shetna'o B'maisa Acherim Harei Zakayim. Etc. Skipping. Aval Ein Adam Masne Al Beis Dvarim. Etc. Kagon la'ezah shetesi bepesach tchila. Oh, kagon shnei lugas shani yasa lahafresh. Shari efshar sheis chalef ha'maisa. Ve'ein daito nivreres mishar rishon aludaver zeh she'ira. Says the Ramban, it has to be worked out in all the sugyas. Are you being tola b'davar echad? One thing or two things? What's happening here? If you just say, if it snows tomorrow, great. If it doesn't snow tomorrow, no. That's tanai. That's tanai. And again, it's a major machlokes mishonim. Are you working with braver in certain sugyas? But if you're being told with two, you have two choices. Is the chacham going to come from the right or from the left? Or I'm going to be here? So many choices, that's totally not mavura, that requires brera. Nothing to do with biyado or ain't a biyado, like Rashi says. Ramban says it has to do with dover echad going on here. There's one issue, yes or no. Or many different things happening here that is conditionable, is conditioned, that's totally on the condition, and therefore that's when you need the sugya brera. So I'm asked, the Rabbi Kivager asks on the Ramban, our Mishnah, is that really two different things? If the chacham comes from the Mizrach, yes. If not, I'm like B'nai Iri. If it's from the East, fine. If not, I'm like B'nai Iri. So that's really one thing, but it's just two of them. So that's where Rabbi Kivager Eger thinks, leaves the Ramban B'tzarachi, and that our mission is two things. East, it's not East versus West. It's East versus nothing, and West versus nothing. And you have to be doing both of them. But obviously, the Ramban would have to say that that's different. But anyway, those are two approaches of the Rishonim about the difference between Tanai, which everybody agrees that Tanai works. That's a parsha in the Torah. There's machloksim within Tanai. You need Tanai kafel always, Tanai kodem lamaisa. There are rules and regulations with the Gemaras in the Kiddushin talk about. But at least the principle of Tanai everybody agrees to. The principle of Brera is a major machlokas. Machlokas Tanoim, machlokas Amoraim, machlokas Rishonim. What we paskin like. Okay, so says the Gemara. Three lines from the bottom. Adarabba, we just rejected our Mishnah because of Ayo. Ayo says Ein Brera, the Mishnah says Yesh Brera. If I would have asked you, if you had a Mishnah and you had Ayo, what would win? So the word says, Adarabba, less is Ayo Mimasisan. What do you mean, Ayo beats the Mishnah? The Mishnah, okay, even Rabbi Akiva, even a Tana. But Ayo, so the Gemara says, why don't we reject Ayo because of the Mishnah and say Yesh Brera? So the Gemara says, Los Lakadaydach. No, we don't do that. Dashamina Le Yehuda, the Les Brera. Because we have another Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Brera. It's just one hour before we do the Mishnah. The Rashba here asks, if we have another Mishnah that says Ein Brera, why don't we just go straight to the Mishnah? Why did we quote Ayo in the first place? Why don't we just say, Rabbi Yehuda can't say this, we have another Mishnah that says he doesn't hold a Brera. What do we go to the Mishnah for? It says the Rashba, gives a couple of answers. Let's do the Mishnah first, because you have to do the Mishnah in order to understand the answers. Says the Mishnah, the Tanan, it's really on the side, and Tosfos points this out, it's not really a Mishnah, it's a Tosefta. But some say that because it's very similar, it's just, it adds on a line to what a Mishnah says, because the Mishnah only has one opinion, and if there's two opinions, it can still say the Tanan. Tosfos says, say the Tanya. But Argir says it's not. If somebody buys wine from the Kusim, Omer, he says, what do you mean he says? Rashi says he doesn't have any kalim to be mafresh chumas and maisers from this wine. He doesn't have any kalim to pour it into, but he wants to drink some wine. So what does he do? Other people showed him, say, no, it's Benash Mashas on Shabbos. Benash Mashas on Shabbos, or it's Shabbos already, and you want to drink your wine. So what do you do? Omer, Shnei Lugin, Sha'ani Asid Lahafrish, 2 Lugin. Let's say there are 100 Lugin in the cup. 100 Lugin of wine. So a person says, 2 Lugin that I'm going to be bafrish when I get a Kli or after Shabbos. Hare Hain Truma. So 2 Lugin, which is 1/50th, which is the middle shear of Truma. That's Truma. That's Ayin Benonis. Asara, my Sarishon. 10 that I'm going to take off after that is Vice Arisha. So again, Tosis points out, it's not exactly 10, because once you have 98 left, then 10% is 9.8, it's not 10. Okay, but at least Bapashas is rounding off. So the 10 after the Truma is designated against Vice Arisha. Tisha, again, it's not exact, but it's Vice Arshani. Right, a 10th, if what's left after that is Vice Arshani. So a person looks at his cup of wine and says, part of this is going to be Truma, part of this is going to be Vice Arisha, part of this is going to be Vice Arshani. And then what does he do? Umayacha Vashosaviyad. And then, what does he do? Umiyachel. What does miyachel mean? Rashi says miyachel means, from the word machalel, you will change the kedusha over. Says Rashi, the truma and the maaser rishon, that's in here somewhere. There's nothing to do about that. But at least the maaser sheni part of it. What's maaser sheni? We know it's fruit or food that has kedusha that you're going to bring up to Yushalayim, but you could always be machalel it. So says Rashi, miyachel, that word means, you say, there's truma in here, there's maaser rishon in here, there's maaser sheni in here, but the kedusha of that maaser rishon goes on the money in my house. So miyachel, you at least get rid of the maaser sheni from inside this cup of wine. The shows of yad, then you take a drink. Divrei Rebbe Meir. So that's Rebbe Meir shita, meaning, and the assumption is that this is working through the principle of Breira, because it's a future event that you have to see its roots now in order for you to be able to drink this wine now. There's Truma in here. There's Maaser Shereisha. You didn't do up Rasha yet. And it wasn't even what the Gemara says sometimes of being mafresh mitzad echad, the ochel mitzad sheni, that you're mafresh b'machshava. This wasn't even machshava. You're saying, this is what I'm going to be mafresh. You didn't already kore shame to it. So it says the assumes the Gemara, it has to be working with the principle of Breira. The future, time of Afrasha, that you're going to shoot back into the past and say, l'mafreya, this is what was the Truman, the Meiser, and therefore I'm allowed to drink it right now at T1. Even though I don't know what I have to know from T1 until I get to T2. So is that Dema? Is that Meduma? So no, it's saying that it's somewhere, it's not designated. And when I eventually take it off, that'll be it. That'll be the Truma. So that's Rabbi Meir, who the Gemara assumes is Yesh Breira. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. But these three Tanam, Aser. Why? The Havamina right now is because of Ein Breira. So look, you have a Mishnah, or at least a Tosefta, that Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Breira. Right? So that's why we not only reject the Mishnah because of Ayu, but because of this Mishnah. Getting back to, yeah?
What's the top line mean?
2 Lugin from this wine that I am going to be mafresh in the future. They are, so are they Truma now? Harehain, they will, Harehain Truma. We'll get to your question in a second, what you're getting at. But first, getting back to the Rashbaz. The Rashbaz asks, why didn't we go straight to this Mishnah? Why did we go to Ayo? Why did we why did we stop off? So says the Rashbaz, number one, Halesa, Chalad Imkein, Maidukhe, Dedachi, Mamasis, Deirvin, Mikai, Masis, Dalokhech Yain. If it was just a Mishnah, so you'd have 2 Mishnahs. So why would you reject one Mishnah because of another Mishnah? You know, Sanya Hidalo Kech Yain, so forget that Mishnah, if it's just a Mishnah versus a Mishnah. So that's what we wanted to bring in Ayah also. Va'od Dilma Hasam Bid'oraisa Leslai Hacha B'Drabanan Islai. Maybe you could have been Mechalik, which the Gemara is going to do on Amid Beis, by Dinim D'oraisa and Dinim D'Rabanan. Here is an issue of a Din D'oraisa, Truma and Meiser. So maybe there you would say Ein Breira, but by Erev Yesh Breira. So that's why we had to bring in Ayo, who says, even by D'Rabanan's, Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Breira. So that's why we had to go to Ayu, a second answer. So that's how you know he doesn't hold a Breira at all. That is why the Rashba says why we have to go to Ayo and not just our Mishnah. 2 other important points here, and that is, according to the Manta Amar Ein Breira, we're going to see many Tanon that hold that way. In other words, you can't take a future event and say, I see the roots of it once it happens in the past, and therefore I'm allowed to act right now in the past, you know, because of that future event that's going to happen. According to the Mandara Ein Breira, did nothing happen? Like in this case with the Truma, did nothing happen? I tried to be mafresh. No, but it's still Tevel. Still Tevel. I'm not mafresh anything. Or do you say, no, something happens, but it just can't be cleared up until the future. You can't say there's Truma in here. Maybe it's like, what's that thing? It's Meduma now. It's mixed up. So that's 2 days in Tosos and Amid Beis. Again, it's Bezer Machlokas we've shown him, but in Tosos, Yibra Maschel El, and Amid Beis, there are 2 days about, let's say you did this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, right now. Is there Truma mixed in here? And there's chulin mixed in here, or it's still tevel. The hafrasha didn't work. That's about the rain brera. Big nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina? Could a kohen eat it? Could a kohen eat this? A kohen can't eat tevel. Even though some achronim say, if tevel is only also because of the truma shabo, why can't a kohen eat tevel? Tosas and Yibamas ask that, right? Because Rashi used to say that tevel is only also because of the truma shabo. So says, so why can't a kohen eat tevel? Misa b'dei shemayim eat tevel, even a kohen. Okay, not for now. But anyway, so that's a machlokas here. About did the hafrasha take place, but you just can't distinguish what's the truma, what's the chulin, and therefore you have to wait till the future. And even when it happens, you can't push it back into the past. That's mandamar ein brera. Or to say, no, for the mandamar ein brera, there's no chalos at all. Nothing happened. It's still tavel. That's 2 days in Tosis. But here, from that language of harehin truma, that's within Divrei Rabbi Meir. So you don't know what the other Shidas would say. The Rav Shidas also, they would say, what do you mean, Truma? It's not Truma now. Or they say, yeah, it's Truma now, but you just can't figure it out. Therefore, you can't eat it.
According to Rashi, why isn't this a Tanai?
Because this is Biyado. But maybe it's not Biyado, because if it's Shabbos, so you're not allowed to, it's also Durabanan to be Mafresh on Shabbos. If it's, you don't have Kalim there. It's based on a future event. What does Biyado mean that you can do it right now? That's a Tanai, according to Rashi. You can do it, Biyado. The big question is with the Ramban. The Ramban is a problem from this Gemara. What does the Ramban do? Because the Ramban, we said, says, what's the difference between Tanai and Breira? Ramban says, if it's totally in a bunch of things. This is one thing. So that's how the Rishonim have to work out. He talks about it himself. Shroom is one thing, Meiser is one thing. Right. They're a similar question to what Ricky Vager asked. Okay. Important Tosfos on top here. Gets off from Breira for a couple of minutes. Tosfos, what would this Mishnah / Tosefta say? Two Lugas that are going to be Mafrish that you bought from Kusim. It says Tosfos, Yafa Gaftav Tosfos to Am Ha'aris Lo Nechshedu al Truma Gadola. What do you mean? An Am Ha'aris is not Chashed on Truma Gadola. Kedamina Besota. We know, we mentioned a number of times that by Dmai, let's say you buy something from an Am Ha'aris, so he's Choshed that he didn't take off Truma Zamaisers. So, have to be careful. Truma Gadola, he's not Choshidan. Truma Gadola, they're scared of. Because if you eat Truma Gadola, it's Misa. So, even an Am Ha'aretz takes off Truma. What does he not take off? Meiser Rishon. And within Meiser Rishon, obviously Truma's Meiser, which has the status of Truma, but they don't know that. So, certain Meiseris. So says Tosfos, what do you mean an Am Ha'aretz takes off Truma? So what are you taking off Truma here for? Says Tosfos, no, there's a difference between Am Ha'aretz and Kusim. Kusim, I feel the Truma Gadola in Mafrishon. Kusim don't take off Truma Gadola. Why? Because Kusim don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. I take it off Truma, it's not in Torah Shabbat Peh. You read it the Pasuk. It's a Va'af, Agav, the Aperak Shalosh Achlu, Arbina, the Kusai, Asuri, Ma'asri, Karoi, the Mavai, the Chziv, Mishar, Zahiri. So what do you mean, the Kusim are worse? They do Torah Shabbat Chzav. Truma's a Maestro, this is a Psukim. So of course they take it off. So what do you mean? So Hani Mili Lechol Atzma. No. They believe in the Torah Shabbat Chzav, and therefore when they take it off for themselves, to eat for themselves, they do that. Aval Limkar La'acherim Lo Ma'asri. But when they give it to others, they don't take off. Why? The lo darshi lifnei iver lo seitin michshol el kapashte. Because they darshi lifnei iver, that pasuk, what does the Torah Shabbat say? Don't put a rock in front of a blind person. Lifnei iver lo seitin michshol. So that is why, here you have to take off even truma. So they're worse in some way than the Amei Aretz. If you have a gavdein chashudin al gezel, gezel is in the Torah, aren't they stealing from the Kohen by not taking off truma, even if they give it to somebody else? So it says the Gemara, no, hakalo chashul gezel. They think this is gezel, this isn't gezel. Who are they stealing from? No, the Hadamama and Lotobim. It's a fine, it belongs to the general Kohanim. That's Gazelle. Come on. That's not Gazelle. The Ode, and they say to call on Shlo Hofresh, you know, Domashi Gazelle. And even before the Hafrasha, it's like, it's just Tevel. It's not Truma yet. Even the Kohen can't eat it. So that's Tosfos. Just one important line in Tosfos that, but Limkar Lachayim, they don't worry about Lifnei Iver. That's what it says in a number of places. The Kusin don't worry about Lifnei Iver because they darshan Kipshuta. There's a very important Ta'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. We discussed this actually about 4 years ago. One of those first Shabbos that I was here. Minchas Chinuch talked in Reish Lamed Beis on the Sefer HaChinuch where he talks about Lifnei Iver Lositin Mikshol. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, if you look in the Rambam, under this Avera, they do not quote, it is usher to put a rock in front of a blind person. They don't quote that. All they quote is, well, we know, giving bad advice and helping somebody do an Avera. So he has to say, Minchas Chinuch, it sounds like from these poskim that the pashtus of the pasuk is not usher because of this pasuk. What about putting a rock in front of somebody who's blind? Is that also because of Lifnei Iver? It's not mentioned here. Okay, it's not a great thing to do. I wouldn't recommend it. It is an Avera, but it's not this Avera. It's probably Nezek. It's probably, you know, Losas and Damim Vivesecha. You know, other Averas.
But say, it says the Minchas Chinuch, Tzarech Iyun, because it's not mentioned in the Sefer Chinuch, it's not mentioned in the Rambam. And wouldn't you think that that's Usur? And he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that says that you never say, Eina you always say, Eina Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, except for the one exception of by Yevamos. Abachor Asher Teilid is really the oldest brother. But other than that, you never say Eina Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto. Every drasha is an additional level of interpretation. Velo Yadati Minalon ends the Minchas Chinuch, Vizeha Mefurish Eino Bechlahalav.
I don't understand. He leaves it at Tzarech Iyun. But maybe we can answer it with a Klal Yoker. What does the Klal Yoker say? If you look in the Psukim, of Lifnei Ivel Lositei Michshol, so Rashi, the Kashya is also on Rashi, not just on the Chinuch. Look at Rashi. So what are we used to in Rashi, especially in Parshas Sefer Bereishis?
Quotes one pshat, Zehu, Pshuto. Umidrasho, da-da-da. Rashi always says that. Pshuto, Mashmo, Midrasho.
So says Rashi, Lifnei Ivel Lositei Michshol. What would you expect Rashi to do? You can't put a rock in front of a blind person. And Midrasho is, be giving bad advice.
Rashi jumps right in. Lifnei Ivel Lositei Michshol, Lifnei Hasuma Bedavar, Lositin Eitzah She'ena Hogen Eslo.
Al Tomar, don't tell him, Machar Sot Chasalmi, your field, Vakachla Chachabar, buy this donkey. Vyataoki Velavanot Lehimenu. And you're going to end up buying the field, but you just know he won't sell it to you. Giving bad advice. You don't think it's such a good thing. What is Rashi doing? Lifnei Suma Bedavar. What do you mean, Lifnei Suma? What about step one?
So says the Klal Yoker, look at the next words of the Pasuk, and the next Rashi. V'yareisam Yalokecha Ani Hashem.
What does that mean? Yareisam Yalokecha? That always is put into the Torah whenever it's something that only Hashem knows is an Aveira. It's, if it's something that's right, Hashem, Asalitin Schar, Asalitin Onish. That's always Ani Hashem at the end of a Pasuk. So says the Klal Yoker, What's the pasuk talking about? Putting a rock in front of a blind person, you don't need Hashem to tell me that, oh my goodness, that's terrible. So obviously the pasuk can't be referring to that, because the pashtus of the pasuk is v'yareisim l'kecha ni Hashem. So that's why it says in Sefer Chinuch. So what's the pashtus? You have to read the whole pasuk as one unit. So if the end of the pasuk says ni Hashem, we have to be talking about something that only Hashem knows is a problem. So that's why Rashi says that's the pad. Lifnei suma bedavar. And that's how the Rambam and the Sefer Chinuch don't have to count it. Because that's, again, it's not a good thing to do. But it's an Aveira, but it's not this Aveira. Because the Klal Yoker says in one line, Litin lo eitza ki'in lefarish iver mamash umichshol mamash. Shari nemar v'yresim elkecha. V'zeh medaber bedavar hamasur lelev dafka. So using this Klal Yoker to answer up the Sefer Chinuch. So even though the Kusim Tosfos says darshin it kipshuto, maybe we don't even darshin it according to their pshuto. They got the pshuto shel mikra wrong there, according to this Mahalach. Okay, back to the Gemara, fourth line. Ula amar lesel ayomim asnisan. We just rejected our Mishnah because of Ayo. We rejected our Mishnah which says yesh brera because of Ayo. It says ein brera. Ula says no. We reject Ayo because of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah wins. Our Mishnah holds yesh brera. Ve'lo hadik tani Reb Yehuda Reb Yosef Reb Shimon Osrin. The Mishnah or the Tosefta that we brought says Reb Yehuda Osers. Ula zugi zuze zuzek tani. No. Ula says we have a little. There's a mistake. Right, it's not 1 to 3 in Tanoim in that Mishnah. It's Zuze Zuze, which are Zuge Zuge, pairs. Divrei, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda should be with Rabbi Meir. And therefore they both say it's good, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says Yesh Breira in that case. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. And those two, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Aser. Period. Now we ask a seer in the other Tanoim. Vesav, Rabbi Yosi, Ein Breira. Does Rabbi Yosi say there is no Breira? Right, that's what he just said in this Mishnah on top. Vatznan, we have another Mishnah in Kenan. The end of Kodshim, Rabbi Yosi Omer. Rabbi Yosi says, again, we've had to do a lot of Taurus, Baruch Hashem, the past couple days. Now we have to do a little Kodshim. Rabbi Yosi Omer. And nobody picks that for the Mishnah. Says, oh, it's only 3 Prakim, I'll take Kenan. Yeah, try to do Kenan. I'll take it as long as Kalem. Rabbi Yosi Omer. Shtei Nashim Shalachu is Kineim Be'erev. Osha Nasnu Kineim LaKohain. What's the case? All of Mesechus Kenan is about a Khan, means a nest. A pair of birds, one of the mechusrei kapara, a yoledes, a zava, who have to bring karbanos, so they buy a package of birds, 2 birds, one's going to be the ola, one's going to be the chatas, and they are makrivis. So, Mesechus Kenan is, if they all get mixed up, if 10 women's birds get mixed up and they were already labeled as a chatas and an ola, what do you do? That's why it's all needed. It's definitely going to be a Kenan book the next time Daf Yomi, just like there's a new Erevin book, there's definitely going to be a new Kenan book. But says the Mishnah, let's say 2 women bought their nest, Be'erev. Be'erev here means Beshutfis. It means they both went to the store and they gave the money to the storekeeper and they said, you know what, give us some birds for our carbonos. And they got 4 birds. And there was no designation about whose birds were who. Oshanasnu kinehem l'kohen, or it says here on the side, demei kinehem, or they gave their money to the kohen, and the kohen's going to be makar birds for them. Eza sheyirtze, kohen yakrav ola, vil eza sheyirtze yakrav chatos, says the Mishnah, whoever the kohen takes the birds for later on, and whoever he's makrav for, it works. He'll say, this one is Sarah's, and this one is Leah's, and this one is Sarah's, and this one is Leah's. So then that works.
And that seems to be functioning on Breira, because as Rashi explains here, based on the first dot Mishnah in Zachim, dot Beis, that every carbon has to be Hukrav L'Shem Bailim. It has to be L'Shem, the specific person. Especially a Chathos. If you don't do it by a Chathos, it's Puzzle. By other carbonos, it's kosher. It just doesn't work L'Shem Bailim. But by a Chathos, for sure, one of these is a Chathos. So, says the Mishnah, that, and according, they said the Gemara according to the Mishnah, this is Shitas Rabbi Yossi. And this must be working with Breira. That it's a future event, that the Kohen is going to be Makar of them, L'Shem a certain woman. So it goes back to the Sha'as Hafrasha that the women must have been designated here, because the last skinny line in Rashi, the Kfiyas Shem Bailim and Nitali B'Kohen. And the Havamin is that only the Bailim can be Kovei Adashem. The Kohen's doing it, it must be that the Kohen's actions are going back in time, going back to the Bailim earlier, and therefore it's functioning on Breira, Stira and Rabiosi. Rabiosi holds Ein Breira on top, and Yesh Breira here. Amar Rabba, no. Hasam Kishahisnu, no. Special case. In that case, there's a t'nai. There's a t'nai in that Mishnah and Kehisnu, where the women specifically said, you know what, the Kohen will decide for me. So nothing's happening in the past. It's just a future event, so that's why you don't have to use Breira in that case. Ihachi Maila Membras, then what's the Chiddush of that Mishnah? If it's based on, we know t'nai, the concept of t'nai, for many cases. Kamashlan Kid Rav Chista. No, it's telling us the Chiddush of Rav Chista, that you would have thought that, what do you mean, how can the Kohen do something? Only the person is allowed to do something to designate whose carbon is going to be. Tamar Rav Chista, Rav Chista says, Ein Hakinin Misparshos, Ela Ibel Akichas Bailim Ibasias Kohen. Rav Chista says, no, there are two potentially important times in terms of the designation of these animals, of these birds. Either the Bailim could do it when they buy the birds, or the Kohen can do it when they are mocked of the birds. So this Mishnah is alluding to Rav Chisda, alluding to Rav Chisda's din. Okay, Tosfos and the Ritva point out how exactly he's learned that from Rav Chisda, but Pashtus, according to Rashi, that's what it means. It means you make this tonight, it's based on the future, and it's alluding to Rav Chisda that the Kohen is allowed to do it. Yes, after, so they're only interesting, according to Rav Chisda, there are two time periods. When the Bailim buy it, and when the Kohen is mocked of it. What if after the Bailim bought it, and after they give it to the Kohen, they want to do it, it's too late? These are the only two choices when the kingdom can be designated. When the Bailim buy it, the Lekichas Kohen, or Ba'asiyas, Lekichas Bailim, or Ba'asiyas Kohen. Period. So we've said, really, Rabbi Yossi does not hold a Breira, and that case is really Tanai. The Akatis of Rabbi Yossi, Ein Breira, we have another Kasha. Still, Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, Bahatanya, we have another Braisa, Am Ha'arit Sha'amr L'chaver, Kachli, Aguda Achas Shal Yerek, Oglus Ka'achas. If an Am Ha'arit tells a Chaver obviously is Tamar Chacham, you know what? The Chaver is going to the store to buy a package of celery. So, you know, can you buy me a bundle of celery also? Just buy me one also. So he's like, okay, great, I'll buy you one. So he goes there, so he bought two packages of celery, and now he's going to give one back to the Am Ha'aretz. So what's the potential problem? The potential problem here is, if I bought one for myself, the Chaver, and I'm going to give it back now to the Am Ha'aretz, and I didn't take off Trumas and Maisers yet, so I'm giving something that's Eino Mesukan, that was mine, to the Am Ha'aretz. I'm not allowed to do that. That's on the one side. Or do I say, no, what do you mean? This was always the Amaretz's. I bought it for him, and it's going straight from me. It's going from one. It's going from the seller, who Rashi points out is also an Amaretz, so he didn't take off Trumas and Maisers, right? It's going from the seller to him, and I'm just the middleman. But I bought it for him. So again, he didn't designate. So do I say that when I give it to the Amaretz, it's Huvrar, you say Breira, that this is the one that I originally bought for him. Again, the future event going back to the past. So says the Tanakama, Eino Tzorach La'aser, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says, you don't take a Vayser, L'chora, why? Because of Yesh Breira. Because you say once you give it to the Amaretz, number two, you say it came straight from the Amaretz, number one, the seller. The Chum Omrim Tzorach La'aser, the Chum say, no, you have to take a Vayser, because of Ein Breira. So again, Sirin Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, Eifach. One of those easy answers, just switch them around. Really, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says, you have to be Ma'aser, because he holds Ein Breira. Tashma, another try. Another Tosefta, Homer Meiser Sheishli Bebesi, Mechul Lassela Shetala Biyadi Menakiz. The Meiser that I have, the Meiser Sheini that I have in my house, that Kedusha will go on the first coin that I take out of my pocket. I have a whole pocket jingling of coins. Whatever coin I take out, the Meiser Sheini is going to be Mechul of the Kedusha on that. Rabbi Yossi, Homer Mechul, it works! It works. What do you mean that works? Again, Ein Breira, because at the moment that you made your declaration, you don't know which coin it's going to be, and once it happens in the future, you're going to say, oh, this is the coin that happened, but my payros were Mesukan beforehand. So again, isn't that Breira? So Gemara again says, Eifach, switch Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi really says, Eino Mechulal. Ask the Gemara. Ein Breira Rabbi Yossi, Omer Lochilo. Period. Gemara says, my chazis da afach tarti mikamichada. Why are you switching the two Rabbi Yossis here and leaving the one Rabbi Yossi on Amad Aleph? Okay. Eifachada mikamitarti. What you're switching, switch the lesser. Right on Amad Aleph, switch that Rabbi Yossi. And see Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira. So the Gemara says, no. Havada ifchatanya. You have to say that these Rabbi Yossis are switched over here. Why? The Tani Seifa, because the Seifa of that Tosefta says, Umode Rabbi Yossi, but Omer, even though Rabbi Yossi says in the case, or in our version, in the case where the coin that comes out from my pocket first, we switched it to say Rabbi Yossi holds, it doesn't work. The safe of that price of Tosefta says, Umode Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi admits, but Omer, Maisa Shesi Psalpesi, Mechubal Asala Chadasha, Shetala Biyadim and Akis, Shechilel. He agrees in the case where a person says, the first new coin that comes out of my pocket, well, it'll be Mechubal on that, so that works. So the fact that it's Mode Rabbi Yossi, it must be that Rabbi Yossi says something else in the Reisha. So it must be really Eino Mechulo is the correct version of the Reisha. It doesn't work, so he says Mode in the same way that it works. That's how we prove that this is the one that we're supposed to switch. But the Gemara just says, let's just finish. So if Mode Rabbi Yossi in the Seifa says it works, it's Mechulo, it must be that the Reisha really should have been Eino Mechulo. The Gemara just tried to figure out what exactly is the case here. The first new coin that comes out of my pocket. So, hi, Salachadasha, hey, Chitami. What's the case? If you have three new coins in your pocket, so you're still working with Breira. So why should there be a difference according to Rabbi Yossi? He's Moda here. You're still going to have to work with Breira. So, you're right. It must be there's only one coin in your pocket. And that's why he's Moda. So Gemara says, my talus. What does it mean? The one that comes up first, there's only one coin in your pocket. So it works now. Doesn't have to come out of your pocket. So it could be Bechulo on the coin in your pocket. So Gemara says, I did Tana Reisha Tala, Tana Sevenami Tala. You're right. It's function, it doesn't work with Breira. It works right now. But because the Reisha used the Lashon of Tala, so the Seifa also uses the Lashon of Tala.
What was the point of the Chadasha?
What was the point of the Chadasha? Maybe, I'm not sure. I'm not sure why Chadasha is important.
It doesn't work with Breira then.
So it doesn't work with Breira. So it doesn't work with Breira. So then, but the Reisha is working with Breira, and he's saying ain't Breira. The Reisha is.
But you use the Seifa to prove that the beginning meant Breira.
Yes, we use the Seifa to prove the Reisha, but Moda, whatever the case of Moda in the Seifa, the Reisha is in the Seifa, he's Moda that it works. So it must be in the Reisha is a case that doesn't work. So that's why if it doesn't work, why is it not working? It's working because he holds ain't Breira. And the Seifa is not. Yeah, it's not even a Tanai. It's nothing. It's just saying I'm taking the kedusha right now of that fruit and putting it onto the coin in my pocket. It's not even in the future. It's right now. And that's right. So there's no chiddush of the sefer. He's just saying the chiddush is the reish. Say im breira. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman man haitana dafilu drabana less li breira. Who is the opinion? Who's the author of the opinion that even by didin drabana you don't say breira? Ditznanya. Meaning who's the author of the following brisa? Amalei lachamisha harinim ariv aleiz mechem sheyirtze sheertze. I'm making an Erev Tchum for one of you five guys. I'm not sure who yet. You know, I'm going to want to take one of you to the shiur with me tomorrow. I'm not sure who, but I have one of you in mind. And I'll let you know tomorrow. Ratzisi yelech, lo ratzisi lo yelech. So, Ratzisi, if he decides, fine, the other guy will go. If he doesn't decide, if he doesn't want, then he won't go. Ratza mi bo yom eruva erev, mishach hashecha ein eruva erev. This opinion says it only works if the man decided before Shabbos. But if it was on Shabbos already, it doesn't work. Why? Ein breira. You can't take a future event and put it back on Beit HaShemashes. So who is his opinion? This is a context of a Dindra Abanan. It's Erev Tchumen. According to most posts, not like Rabbi Akiva. So who is the opinion who says, Rabbi asked Rabbi Nachman that holds that there's no Breira even by Dinan Drabanan? Ishtik Vlamalev Lomidi. I don't know, he didn't answer him, he's quiet. Vlamalei Tana Debe Ayo. Who? Why didn't he answer? It's Ayo! So Lo Sham Yulei. Okay, we don't know every Ayo. Right, so that's, he didn't know every Ayo too. Rabbi Nachman didn't even know every Ayo. Period. Rav Yosef says, no. Tanai Shechadami Alma. Did you remove all of the Tanan from the world? You took all the Tanan. Oh, there's only one Tana that can say this? Tanoim, it's machlokas tanoim. Tanya, machlokas tanoim. Whether you say breira even by drabanans, the Tanya, I read in Arav Shabbosah shall call Hashana. A person puts an erev down on the first of Cheshvan and says this erev is going to work for me for every Shabbos of the year. I guess as long as it's still there at the Bein Hashmashos of that Shabbos. Ratzisi elach lo ratzisi lo elach, and I'm going to decide on a weekly basis whether I'm going to use my erev or whether I'm going to be like somebody in my city. So the Gemara, the Tanakama says, Ratzim ibo yom eruv erev mishachashecha. But if it happened before Shabbos, if he decides before every Shabbos that works. But if he does it, waits till after Shabbos, Rav Shimon Omer, Eruva Eir, Rav Shimon says it still works. Why? Because Rav Shimon holds, Yesh Breira, Vechachamim Omerim, Ein Eruvo Eir. Vecham say, no Breira, even by Dinim, Durabanan. Rav Shimon and Abad Olav held ain breira, and here Rav Shimon says yesh breira. Kasha Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon ela eifach. So first try, switch them around. That's worked before. We'll try it again. So the Gemara said, no, my kasha. Maybe there's no steer. Don't swish it. Dilma ki les lei Reb Shimon breira abid da'araisa. When does Reb Shimon not hold a breira by dinim da'araisa? On abad aluch, by the meiser in the truma case. Abo bid drabban in islay. But maybe here he holds islay breira by dinim drabbanim. So Gemara says, why didn't we suggest that? Because kasava Rav Yosef holds that there's no chilukim. Man de islay breira loshna da'araisa loshna drabbanan islay. The one who holds a breira, it's across the board. Man de leslay breira loshna da'araisa loshna drabbanan leslay. So Rav Yosef holds, it's across the board. But again, it's a machlokas tanan. There are all the different shitas in all the four or five Breira Gemaras in Shas. There are all the different formulations are said across the board. Yes, across the board. No, mechalik between Rabbanan and Daraisa. Why would you be mechalik between Rabbanan and Daraisa? So the Ran and Gittin says based on something Daraisa lechumra. You don't say, you say ain't Breira by Daraisa because something Daraisa lechumra. You say yesh Breira by Rabbanan because something Rabbanan lekula. So the other Rishonim point out here that in the early Achronim that it doesn't always work that way. It could be a case that you're saying yesh Breira is a kula. So, according to the Ran, if it's just based on somebody that writes L'chomer, somebody writes L'kula, it's not really Yesh Breira versus Ein Breira. It's just L'chomer and L'kula, and you have to figure out what's L'chomer and what's L'kula in each case. But other, these Yamshel Shlomo and Gittin that says, no, it's a Din Vadai. Din Vadai by Daraisa. By Daraisa, you can't use this magical principle of seeing the roots of the future in the past once the future happens. So that, it's a Din Vadai, but it's not a Din just L'chomer. Period. Oh, one more ha'ara here. Tosas here quotes a chiluk from another Gemara, again, which a lot of Gemaras make different chilukim when you say Yeshua and when you say Ein Breira. One of the chilukim Tosas here quotes is that there's a difference between Tole Bedas Atzmo and Tole Bedas Acherim. Are you making something dependent on your own Das? Something that you're going to fulfill? Or on somebody else's Das? Touches on the Rashi that we had earlier. Tole Bedas Atzmo, Bedas Acherim. Tole Bedas Atzmo, Ein Breira. Tol b'das acherim yesh breira. Good. Some shitas in other gemaras have that, and Tosafot quotes that chiluk. What's the svara for that? By tol b'das atzmo, then ein breira. According to that Rashi, who would meet the chiluk between tnaya and breira, it's better if it's biyada. So the Rishonim say, I'll give the Tosafot Rashi says in Gittin, but other Rishonim quoted as well. No, the point is, if something is tol b'das atzmacha, and you still make it conditional, so that means you haven't decided yet. You haven't committed yet. So that's a chisaron right now. That's why you would say ein breira. Why? Because the Torah b'das atzma ha'yochol b'vara b'shas atzai. You can be mevara right now. Umi delo birer vatan ha'yeposeach al shtei asifim. Right? You're wishy-washy. You're wavery. That's why Torah b'das atzma is worse. But Torah b'das acherim, I don't know what he's going to do. I'm committed right now, but I don't know what he's going to do. So that's why it's better. And there you would say yesh breira. So again, that's a chiluk that some of the Rishonim quote. And just one more other important ha'ara. There's a very important tosis in Tzmura. Somebody walked in and somebody says, Chazrin Tzmura? Tosin Tzmura Daf Lamed. Tosin Tzmura Daf Lamed asks a bomb kasha. According to the Manda Amar of Yesh Breira. Right? Yesh Breira, you say, it's always Hover Lachachila. The whole concept says, Tosis of Bittel should be Bottle. Why? Because let's say an Isser, a piece of treif, a treif frank falls into my 1,000 francs of kosher francs. So we usually say, it could be a problem, you need Dine Bittel here. Says Tosfos, what do you mean? Take out a frank and say, Yesh Breira, this is the tray frank! And everything's mutter. Whenever you have an issue that falls into a heter, you should have to solve all the problems. That's Tosfos Kasha. Obviously, it can't be. There's got to be an answer to this question. But says Tosfos on the Vlamid, he says, V'lishterei, v'imkein b'chol iser ha-ma'ura b'heter nismach ha-breira, v'nishkol kashir ha-iser v'idach lishteru. Every case, Yesh Breira, so the whole concept of bittel and oser should be out the window. Says Tosfos, no. Can't say that. For Omer Mori, Klal Gadol Bedinze, Devade Kodavar Shahuvrar Ha Isser Mitrila, the Akhagachnis Ari Beheter, Lo Samchinan Abrera, Kivet Taruvaso, Hayab Isser. Whenever the Isser is Nikar beforehand and then it gets mixed up, that's not totally Ambrera, because there's an Isser in here. That's not, you don't know what's happening and you could choose one and say this is the Isser. No! There is the Isser in there, you just don't know which it is. If it's mixed up, it never was Nikar in the first place, then you could say Breira. But if something is Nikar in the first place, right, like in the wine case, nothing's Truma yet. Let's say something was designated already as Truma. You're going to say Truma is somewhere. You can't do that. It's already Nikar beforehand. Aval hani daruvasam beheter, kiyisul ayimavurakon daruvaso, lakar atorvas nolad iser, asam chinan abreira. So just an important ha'ara to make. If you say yesh breira, so what's the whole concept of iser mu'ura beheter? The answer is no, because when the iser is Nikar beforehand, that it's mu'ura beheter, then that's not breira. Breira is only when something is unclear. Something is clear now. It's just not clear to you, but it's clear copy Shmaya, it is clear. So that's why you wouldn't say Breira in that case. And just one more line of the Gemara. Rava Amar. Rava says maybe a different answer why there's a difference between Reb Shimon and the earlier Reb Shimon and the later Reb Shimon. Really, Reb Shimon has Yesh Breira. But Shani Hassam, in that earlier case of the wine, and Abadal, if it does not work, to be eaten racious, Shashirani Karan. It's a special din in Shruma. And when you're Mafish Shruma, it has to be that the Shruma is Nikar, is separate, is distinguishable from what you are Mafish from. And if it's all the same cup of wine still, it's not Nikar. So it's a special din in Hafresha Shruma that it's not a good Hafresha. But really, Yesh Breira. The next six lines of the Gemara to the Mishnah is just going to talk about that concept of Shiareha Nikarin.
Let's say it was
Demai. Shiareni Karin, is that a din? I think it's a din in Truma. Yeah, because Tosa says, Rashis Degancha Vetiroshcha, Miflashi Muvdelas Truma, Shiareni Karin. Right. So maybe Meisters would work there. Okay, we'll stop here. Tishu was Lechon. This was Moshe Shlomo Ben Yaakov.
I know. Okay, maybe so. Or a bunch of different people.